Figure 143 is a slaved gyro illustration showing a slaving meter with a negative, zero, and positive deflection scale, a clockwise adjustment button, a slave and free gyro push button, and a counterclockwise adjustment button. Remote indicating compass cards are similar to the compass cards shown in the OBS illustrations in figures 140 to 142. As the card rotates clockwise, the numbers on the card decrease under the heading pointer. As the compass card rotates counterclockwise, the numbers under the heading pointer increase. In the free gyro mode, when the clockwise adjustment button in figure 143 is depressed, the remote indicating compass card will rotate clockwise, causing the value under the heading bug to decrease. In the free gyro mode, when the counterclockwise adjustment button is pressed, the remote indicating compass card rotates counterclockwise, causing the value of the heading under the heading bug to increase. For example, the heading on a remote indicating compass is 120 degrees, and the magnetic compass indicates 110 degrees. What action is required to correctly align the heading indicator with the magnetic compass? The heading indicator on the remote indicating compass needs to rotate clockwise to reduce the number from 120 to 110. In this case, select the free gyro mode and depress the clockwise heading drive button. Depressing the clockwise manual heading drive button will rotate the remote indicating compass card to the right to eliminate left compass card error. The heading on a remote indicating compass is 5 degrees to the left of that desired. What action is required to move the desired heading under the heading reference? If the heading on a remote indicating compass is 5 degrees to the left of that desired, the remote indicating compass needs to rotate counterclockwise. For example, if the remote indicating compass were reading 115 degrees instead of 120 degrees, the remote indicating compass card would need to rotate counterclockwise. In this case, you would select the free gyro mode and depress the counterclockwise heading drive button. Figure 144 shows three turn and slip indicators marked number 1, number 2, and number 3. Each turn and slip indicator is displaying a 1/2 standard rate turn to the left, with indicator 1 showing a skidding turn where the ball is located to the outside of the turn. 2 is showing a slipping turn with the ball on the inside of the turn, and number 3 is showing a coordinated turn. The standard rate turn for most airplanes is 3 degrees per second. This translates to 2 minutes per 360 degrees of turn and are typically marked as 2-minute turn on the display. A turn and slip indicator, as shown, is used in very fast aircraft, such as the supersonic transport. And in such very fast aircraft, a 4-minute turn is displayed, as shown in Figure 144. The changes in control displacement, which should be made, so that number 1 would result in a coordinated standard rate turn, would be increase right rudder and increase rate of turn. Control displacement, which should be made, so that number 2 would result in a coordinated standard rate turn, would be increase left rudder and increase rate of turn. 3 already shows a coordinated turn, so the control displacement, which should be made, so that 3 would result in a coordinated standard rate turn, would be increase rate of turn. Figure 145 is an instrument sequence showing a nose-low unusual attitude with high airspeed, greater than standard rate turn to the right, with the directional gyro rotating counterclockwise, and a high rate of descent. What is the correct sequence for recovery for the unusual attitude indicated? Reduce power, level the wings, bring pitch attitude to level flight. Figure 146 is an instrument sequence with a system failed. The airspeed needle is increasing. The pitch attitude is high and the bank is to the right. The turn coordinator is indicating a turn to the right. The directional gyro is rotating counterclockwise, indicating a turn to the right. The altimeter is indicating a climb, and the vertical speed indicator is showing a climb. In Figure 146, the airspeed needle is inconsistent with the other flight instruments and should be indicating a decrease. The airspeed needle is acting as an altimeter, indicative of a static pitot system blockage. To correct this condition, lower the nose and level the wings to level flight attitude by use of the attitude indicator. Figure 147 is an instrument sequence showing an unusual attitude, with the airspeed needle decreasing, pitch attitude is high and bank to the right, turn coordinator indicating a turn to the right, the heading indicator rotating counterclockwise indicating a turn to the right, the altimeter is increasing, and the vertical speed indicator is indicating a climb. The correct sequence of recovery from this unusual attitude is at power, lower the nose, level the wings, and return to the original attitude and heading. Figure 148 shows instrument interpretation with a system malfunction. The airspeed is low, the attitude indicator is indicating a climbing turn to the right, the turn coordinator is not indicating a turn, but the directional gyro is indicating a turn to the right with a counterclockwise rotation. The nose-high attitude matches the altimeter indicating a climb and the vertical speed indicator showing a climb. Therefore, the instrument that has malfunctioned appears to be the turn coordinator. With one system which transmits information to the instruments that has malfunctioned, what is the flight attitude? Climbing turn to the right. Figure 149 shows an instrument interpretation with a system malfunction. At cruise airspeed, the attitude indicator shows a turn to the right in level flight. The turn coordinator does not show a turn, and the heading indicator is indicating a turn to the left with a clockwise rotation. Both the altimeter and the vertical speed indicator show level flight. Therefore, the heading indicator and the attitude indicator are in disagreement with each other, indicating a vacuum system failure. What is the flight attitude? One system which transmits information to the instruments has malfunctioned. Straight and level flight. Figure 150 is showing an instrument interpretation with an instrument malfunction. With the airspeed needle decreasing, the attitude indicator shows a left turn, level flight. The turn coordinator indicates a right turn. The heading indicator indicates a right turn with a counterclockwise rotation, and the altimeter and vertical speed indicator both indicate a climb. The instrument which has malfunctioned is the attitude indicator. What is the flight attitude? One instrument has malfunctioned. Climbing turn to the right. Figure 151 is an instrument interpretation showing an instrument malfunction. The airspeed needle is low. The attitude indicator shows the aircraft is in a level turn to the right. The turn coordinator is indicating a turn to the right. The heading indicator is indicating a turn to the right with a counterclockwise rotation. And the altimeter and vertical speed indicator are indicating level flight. The instrument that has malfunctioned appears to be the airspeed indicator. What is the flight attitude? One instrument has malfunctioned. Level turn to the right. Figure 152 is the RNAV GPS runway 30 approach to North Platte Regional Airport, Lima Bravo Foxtrot. The approach plate has a note in the upper left-hand corner, Barrow VNAV not applicable below minus 20 Celsius, minus 5 Fahrenheit. This is a temperature limitation for the execution of this approach with Barrow VNAV equipment. The decision altitude and final approach segment height above obstacles or terrain is unsafe when temperatures are lower than charted. This temperature limitation represents the airport temperature below which the use of BaroVNAV is not authorized. The missed approach waypoint, Romeo Whiskey 30, and Aghan Alpha Golf Hotel Alpha November are both flyover waypoints. Both waypoints are depicted with the four-pointed star enclosed in a circle, which indicates these are flyover waypoints. Such waypoints are used to denote missed approach points, missed approach holding points, and other specific points which must be flown over. On the lower part of the plan view, the southernmost initial approach fix is Sierra Uniform X-ray Yankee Oscar. The lower part of the plan view has a baseball diamond-shaped symbol showing that a descent between 30 miles and 24 miles to 5,200 is authorized, and a descent below 5,200 when within 24 nautical miles of the Suexio waypoint. Figure 153 is the VOR DME Runway 3 approach to Norridgewock Central Maine Airport, Oscar Whiskey Kilo. The airport sketch indicates the airport elevation of 270 feet and a touchdown zone elevation of 268 feet. To comply with stabilized approach criteria in IFR weather conditions, the approach must be stabilized before descending below 1,000 feet above the airport or touchdown zone elevation. Therefore, for a stabilized approach, the airplane must be in an approved configuration for landing with the correct speed and on glide path before descending below 1,268 feet MSL. Figure 154 is the airport diagram for Oshkosh Whitman Regional Airport, Oscar Sierra Hotel. The note on the airport diagram indicates readback of all runway holding instructions is required. When ATC clears an aircraft to taxi to an assigned takeoff runway, the absence of holding instructions authorizes the aircraft to cross all runways which the taxi route intersects, except the assigned takeoff runway. It does not include authorization to taxi onto or cross the assigned takeoff runway at any point. In the absence of holding instructions, a clearance to taxi to any point other than an assigned takeoff runway is a clearance to cross all runways that intersect the taxi route to that point. When authorizing an aircraft to taxi for departure, ATC will first specify the runway, issue taxi instructions, and then state any required hold short instructions. This does not authorize the aircraft to enter or cross the assigned departure runway at any point. This concludes Instrument Rating Airplane 2013, Volume 2. Thank you for listening. Questions or comments regarding either album can be emailed to tom@tomgorski.com.